Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Party people, this is your host, Jesus Heredia. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast, where we talk about CW's Arrow show. Once again, League of Assassins. Yes, we are going to be talking about that awesomeness episode. Wow. Once every week, I'm speechless. It's like, they just top themselves. And then with the little references here and there, I know we will get into it. But let's just go to the phones right away. Let's see from area code 772. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
Welcome back. Hi. How are you?
I have a bad cold. Very bad cold.
I hope you're better now.
No, I am better, but I was worse last week. That's why I didn't go in last week. I've had this thing for a week.
Yeah.
Living in Florida, I'm not supposed to get cold.
Right? Yeah, I just got over one. I mean, I'm still in the process, but, last week I couldn't even breathe. It was just really ridiculous. All right, Mary Beth. Well, what did you think of tonight's episode, League of Assassins?
Unbelievable. It's like you said, it's getting better and better every week.
Yes.
I just have one question.
Yes.
Now, I'm not very big, famous with the comics as far as Green Arrow is concerned. I just know them from the TV shows and the movies. Now, in Smallville, I hate to say it, but Canary had the Canary screen. Does this girl, this particular Arrow, is she supposed to have that too or no?
She does. It's like a sonic scream on the palm of her hand, yeah.
Oh, okay, because it hasn't been shown yet on Arrow.
They did when they I think they introduced her the first time she made her appearance I think she used it.
Oh,
let's go to area code 432. Who is this?
What's up, Mother F? It's Joe from Krypton.
Hey Joe, how's it going, Mother?
It's going pretty good. I have a cold too. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You can give us a virus over the phone.
Yeah. I know.
So,
oh my gosh.
Well, your thoughts on Mary Beth's question, Joe from Krypton, about the Sonic? They've used it, right?
Yeah. I think it was the second episode of this season. Yeah, she used it already. I wanted to clear something up. I remember two podcasts ago we were asking because nobody really knew if the Flash was going to have his powers, like organic powers. And,
Is confirmed. Yeah, and then we joked about he's going to be all like one of those people mover scooters.
Yeah, those little things, they use in Hollywood.
Yeah,
he is going to have organic powers, though. It's not going to be like any kind of mechanical, thing that they're using for it. Yeah, so that's good news.
That is good news, That's really good news. All right. Let's see, area code 469, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast, where we will be talking about League of Assassins.
Hi, me, Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Great. Chris, tell me you did. Did you watch tonight's episode, League of Assassins?
You mean last night's episode? Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Last night's... Wait,
yeah,
what?
I did.
Who said, wait, what?
I know.
It was Chris.
But I did. It was great. I liked it, and it was just, like you say, it's getting better every week.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, and emotional,
it really is.
Action, and that is so much. So, yeah, I really like it.
And did you watch last week's, like you said you were going to tell us?
I did. It's crazy because yesterday I spent all day at the home, so I watched from season one, no, from episode one.
Season one?
No, from episode one.
You went way back.
Yeah, I know. I watched the whole thing, the whole, from number one to yesterday.
Oh, okay.
In one
day.
Yeah,
like a little mini marathon, right?
Yeah, I did that. So it was great. Last week, Crucible was amazing. Is it Wednesday yet?
What?
He's pretty much saying, is it already time for the next episode? Bring on more.
Oh, yeah. 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 The anticipation, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, we got two more callers that just jumped in. Let's see, from area code 201. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, this is Lauren from Teacher.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hey. Okay, how are you?
Good, good, good. Now I'm going to remember to call you Lauren. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All right, Lauren, so give us your thoughts. As a TV critic, reviewer, blogger, or is that officially or the title or?
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode last night. You know what, Tim, I was disappointed to see Navid Nagaban. I think that's how you say his name, gone, because I really liked him as like a fun villain, and I really knew him from Homeland. So he was like really serious there, but he was like really fun last night. And I think last week, but my problem with last week's episode was, I still like imagine that the Sarah being a brunette, so it's hard for me to accept Katie lost as the Sarah Lance. But I think last night really cemented it. Like, you know, she's really Sarah Lance now. So even though I still, you know,
I know, it's like, what's going on? I know. Yeah, we're all with you when they made that switch, bait and switch with us. But wow.
I mean, I would have been fine if they said like surgery to escape. With that race.
Something,
race,
right?
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, they just flat out, let's reshoot that first scene in the boat.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm like, we remember that flashback for sure. Because
yeah,
that was kind of a cool scene, the way the water like sucked her out.
Yeah.
Help me! All right, from area code 610, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
It's been a while, dude.
I know, man. Every time I log on Twitter and I see I'm broadcasting live, I'm like, I got to call in.
There you go. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Did you watch tonight's episode, League of Assassins?
Yes, I did, and I thought it was great. I'm impressed with Arrow. They're really turning on the gas, and it's been a really good season. You know, I'm really surprised, and it seems like they're, at least story-wise, they're getting better and better. I agree, though. I hate when TV shows like go back and reshoot or like recast somebody.
Yeah,
and,
not a fan.
But and
like I'm
thing,
not that dummy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like it was last season, so you would have thought that they would have known kind of where they were going. But you know, that's the worst, then, you know, that's not that bad.
That's like going back, like if you're going to the finale, they go back and they reshoot all the Jonathan Kent scenes John Schneider and put someone else on it. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I was referring to Smallville for those Smallville fans out there. Okay.
You know what upsets me?
Yes.
The fact that Warner Brothers acts like they don't know that Black Canary is blonde. I mean, they knew this going in. How did they not catch that before they did that?
Yeah.
I get the feeling they did this over the summer because even, I don't know. Like maybe
yeah, it wasn't a really thought-out plan. You could tell it's
yeah,
like,
because
oh,
even
let's
the,
just
the network president
do this.
Spoiled it. I was like,
maybe it's because they thought they weren't going to get picked up for a second season, so they're like, oh, well, who cares? We'll leave
yeah.
it for now.
Yeah, I'm sure we have some podcasts during the first season where we did touch base on that, and we're like, oh, I wonder how they're gonna fix this one, and boom,
yeah.
they did over the summer. Yeah,
yeah,
really cool. All right, Mary Beth, let's hear from you. What was your favorite scene in tonight's episode, and why? Tell us why it stood out for you.
That's kind of hard. It was so there was so.
I know.
I think when
close your
when
eyes and pick one. There you go. Pick one.
when we found out more about her background, when she
yeah.
showed up at that freighter with the freighter with all those guys, and then that guy took her away from the cage and put him in his little office there. Now that
yeah.
guy was on Smallville too. So, but that
yeah.
that I was,
familiar
I was
face.
Impressed with that. I was impressed with that. Because that much background on how it happened, and I think they did
yeah.
a very good job explaining that and what she went
Mary
through.
Beth, I'm with you. I always love a good origin story, so the more you give us on the character, the better, right?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I
like this idea of where you get all this stuff from, and that really impressed me, and they're doing a very good job about that. And
awesome.
I think that's good. And I went at the end of it with him seeing her there, so he was there with her at the same time.
Yeah.
That was nice. I didn't expect, you know, when
there
he's playing on the prisoner, she's standing over him, as you're a prisoner now, you got to be quiet or whatever. That surprised me.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had seen each other in that theater. But it was good.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, very good. All right, cool. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on your favorite scene. Let's go to Joe from Krypton.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I kind of had two, sort of. My first one,
right.
There's so many, though. My first one is the fight between Otto
watch,
and
next,
Canary.
Next podcast, I'll ask you for your best five favorite scenes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. No, but my absolute favorite was the fight between Canary and Alawal whenever, they're just going at it. That was just such an epic scene. And I love whenever Canary tells him, mind your surroundings, because that reminds me of what Ra's al Ghul told Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins when he's training him in the very beginning of the movie. You know,
yes!
That's the League of Shadows.
Bing,
that's
bing,
the
bing,
League
bing.
Of Assassins. And she
that's
she tells him, mind your surroundings. It was, dude, I had that was such a geek moment for me. I was like, no way.
Did anybody else on the line right now, did anybody else catch that?
No. What was it?
No,
the
I didn't either.
Batman Begins?
No, I didn't either. So.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, for those who didn't get it, re-explain that.
Okay, well, this is these guys are the League of Assassins, which are really just the League of Shadows.
Yeah.
And in Batman Begins, the movie, whenever Bruce Wayne is found by the League of Shadows, Ra's al Ghul, who is going to show up in this series eventually, while he's training Bruce Wayne, he tells him, mind your surroundings. So that's pretty much part of their, part of their training is to teach the people they're training to always mind your surroundings. Well, Canary was trained by the League of Assassins, which is essentially Ra's al Ghul. So she picked that up from Ra's al Ghul, and she told Alawal, always mind your surroundings. Like she's kind of reminding him, hey, remember what Ra's al Ghul taught us? Always mind your surroundings. So it kind of tied in. It was a geek moment. It was really awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. All right. And you said you had another?
Oh, my second one. This one more pulled on the heartstrings whenever oh, gosh, I almost cried. I know I'm such a geek, but whenever Sarah tells her father towards the end, you have to let me go, and he starts crying, and, you know, he gets very emotional about it. I can't let you go.
Yeah.
It was such a Batman moment, too, for Arrow when he's in the background, and you hear him talking over the voice modulator, and he's like, she's right. You must let her go. Oh my gosh, dude! It was insane. It was a really awesome moment in the show. DC really knows how to pull it together with the emotional scenes. I mean, they really tug on the heartstrings.
Yeah, they're so effective.
They are. They really are.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank you, Joe. All right, Lauren. Let's hear it from you. What favorite scenes would you write up on your blog?
last night I
you like that little tie-in there?
Well, my favorite scene, well, I have two, but sort of separately for another. Sarah reuniting with her dad, and then she's in that restaurant, and then she hears the sound all of a sudden, and then she gets defensive, and he's like wondering, whoa, what the, you know, he was surprised by how defensive that, you know, she can get with her, you know, like you said before,
right,
her surroundings. And then when she said goodbye to the, you know, Detective Lance at the end, or Officer Lance.
Yeah.
So that was where, you
know.
Yeah,
Officer Lance.
You can, like, just sense, like, the trauma that she, like, you know, suffered and stuff. And it was really good to see some flashbacks.
Really emotional, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, wow, you know, now they have us addicted to their wonderful acting, their stunt work, and now they're pulling the strings, like Joe says, with these, you know, really touching moments, you know, that puts the humanistic aspects to the characters on screen, and you know,
exactly,
you know, people relate to them, and that's how they get you.
Yeah,
and you said, all right, so you said you had another one.
No, that was pretty much, there were like two scenes, so that was pretty much it. Since, like, they're, you know, they're connected because of Detective Lance and then Sarah, so.
when
they saw each other, and then when they said goodbye, too, so.
Yeah. She'll be back.
Can I just say that Oliver Queen is so much more kick-ass than Hawkeye from Marvel? Oh, my gosh, that guy's such a badass.
Oh, dude, I don't even think of Jeremy Renner. Come on.
Yeah, Jeremy
Renner.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? Jeremy
Renner. Is it Renner?
Renner, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's Renner.
Renner. Tomato, tomato. Yeah, seriously, can't even compare it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right, let's go to you, Gabe. Your favorite scene.
I'm with Joe. I really like that final battle when Green Arrow goes through, like, the window in, like, the watchtower. Like, that kind of set.
Yes.
Doesn't that set look like the watchtower, kind of?
I was totally going to say that. I'm like, where's Chloe?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
They
used the watchtower set. Definitely.
Yes.
Great.
They're using the same sets. Come on. They're trying to say money.
Of course.
But,
yeah, I really like that scene. And I love the scene with Detective Lance. I think the actor's name's Paul Blackthorne. He's a really good actor.
He is.
Like, when he really gets, like, emotional, I enjoyed that. It was a good episode. And you touched on this earlier in the podcast. I liked when she got kind of sucked out of the boat at the beginning, like when the flashback, and she came up, and it was the same kind of transition they used when in the pilot when he got out of the water, but it was her. Did you guys?
But it was her instead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a good touch.
And when she saw the canary, I thought that was cute. When she saw the canary. That was very good, too.
Yeah.
You know, I love that her accent changed after she went through this whole thing on the island. I mean, she sounded so helpless in the beginning, and now that she has all her training, from the League of Assassins, it's like everything changed. You know, not only her dialect, but the way she moves, everything. It's amazing the transformation
right.
she went through.
Oh, yeah. And that's cool that they could pull that off, you know, like just 1 hour show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris from Candor, give us your favorite scene, sir, and why.
I like the, like everybody, Joe and Gabe mentioned, the last fight.
Yeah.
It's crazy that I was like, they went over there on the Watchtower, and...
The Watchtower.
And, it was
hard.
They're
going to call it the Watchtower scene.
I actually did tweet it that last night while I was watching. I was like, that is so Watchtower. And, like, a lot of people, you know, they watch the movie, they retweeted that and agree with me. But I was saying
Did I?
You never read my tweet. So, anyway.
What?
Let me get back
to
the point.
He said, no, you don't.
But,
Go ahead.
I was like, that is like a really good thing. It was planned and Oliver was there. It's just that, like, you know, be aware of your surrounding. And I like that part.
Yeah.
It was just like a really good planned thing.
Yeah. Don't you love it? And I think that's what studios and networks are getting is that if you start to build a universe where all these multiple shows or movies have a core connection, geek fans go crazy for that because then it's like the endless possibility, you know, of that universe that they create. And
it's
funny how DC is like slowly getting into that.
Yeah, finally.
Jeez. Stop playing with us. All right. Now, of course, there are some down moments of watching a show as awesome as this. You know, it can't go on the high octane for a solid hour. There are some moments where the episode does dip down and you're like, oh, they should have, you know, maybe reworked that or just leave it out or, you know, or save it for another episode or just like, did we really need to see that again? So there you go. So let's go to you, Mary Beth. What scene really not care for?
That scene with Oliver and Laurel in her hall, in her apartment hall there. She wanted to kiss him and he backed off. I don't think they needed that right now with all that's going on. And I think she was very hurt about that. And I don't think that was really necessary. You know, they could have just let that go. He was there to protect her, but not the emotion for him anyway anymore. And she's starting to get more emotional with him again. So that's You don't know where he is right now, who he likes, who he doesn't like. He's in the middle.
I know.
And he's going to wind up with Mary anyway, so.
And that's how they did that. They want, like, that three, you know, that triangle love affair.
Yes, I know. They tend to use that a lot on these DC comics.
A lot. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But I guess that's
all
the other
thing. All right, let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Which scene did you not care for?
I don't know, actually. You know, I agree with Mary Beth, actually. That was not, you know, needed. But at the same time, it wasn't needed at all. That's it. I end up with that.
All right, cool. All right, let's go to you, Gabe.
I don't really care for Laurel's whole... the dark path she's going down with the drinking and the pills and stuff.
I'm just not
like into that. And because there's
Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, there's bigger problems going on, and she's just, you know, like she. I get it. She got like there's dramatic stuff going on, but they could have found, you know, another. I don't know. I just don't care for it.
Yeah, didn't recently her dad get pulled over for DUI, David Cassidy? I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
she
in real
did
life?
Have one, but she wasn't driving.
Yeah.
She was just drunk,
oh, okay.
And she pretended to be someone else, or Taylor called.
Oh,
or
my
something.
God. She's
wow.
Like, yeah, no, I'm this person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
But and she wasn't even driving. She was just drunk, the passenger.
She was just drunk. Yeah. Like, wandering the streets, you know. All right, Lauren, since you're giving us on the update on that, let's hear from you. Well, what scene didn't work for you in tonight's episode?
I don't, maybe some of the Laurel, but then her family really had a, you know, heavy episode. Maybe the Moira, you know, the plea bargain or whatever the deal, Moira Queen, you know, where she's in.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt that could have been reserved for, like, a future episode.
I know. Yeah, just push that back a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, we're supposed to have, like, a heavy, you know, episode featuring, you know, that, I think, in, like, the end of November. So maybe just reserve it for that or for the next one. I don't know. But,
yeah. A little reordering. That's not bad.
Yeah, like, the Lance's storyline was a bit, you know, it really carried the weight of that episode, and I just felt
yes.
Like some Moira Queen stuff.
I like that. I like that. The Lance episode. I like that.
Yeah. That's why I didn't mind the Laurel thing too much. But
that
then
pretty
I don't
much
like
sums it up. Yeah. They instead of a League of Assassins, the Lance episode. All right. Joe from Krypton, you're the editor, and you're like, nope, lopping this scene off. Well, what do you got?
You know what? I hate to say this because I really do like Laurel's character. It's just I'd have to go with that scene where she's saying, when she's telling Oliver, why does everybody keep going away from me? Like, you know, she's being vain, like it's all about her. Well, it's not about you. There's a lot of things going on around you.
You're not
the center focus, you know. I understand that she's hurting, but, yeah, I could have done without that crap. But, you know, her father did kind of redeem her when, towards the end, when she's like, I just wish there was some sign of hope, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel. And he's like, there is.
Right.
And she's like, how do you know? And he's like, I there just is. And they hug each other. I that really kind of redeemed it for me, that whole, you know, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I could have done without that scene of her blaming herself or why is, you know, everything happening. I could have done without that.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you, sir. I'm sure other people are nodding their heads right now. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally agree
with you guys.
That was a
good point, Joe.
Yeah. All right, well, now we're going to open it up. Anyone have any questions about certain items that happened throughout the episode? Or I know Joe from Krypton, he has other Easter eggs that he might want to share. Anyone, it's open.
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
Did anyone catch the little Easter egg when Alawal is telling Canary, the child of Ra's al Ghul wants you back? He's referring to Talia al Ghul.
Oh, Talia, yeah.
That was really awesome. You know, she's
is cool.
She's famously known for being in love with Batman Bruce Wayne, and just knowing that she's in the universe just blew my mind. I thought that was pretty
crazy.
Amazing.
Crazy.
And then I kind of have a theory. Since Ra's al Ghul, he has a heavy presence in this season, I'm wondering somehow, since Malcolm's already dead, you know, Ra's al Ghul has the Lazarus Pit where he can bring dead people back to life. I wonder if at some point, because, you know, it's television, what if he brings back Tommy using the Lazarus Pit?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be
pretty
awesome.
Holy mackerel, you just blew my mind. All right,
yeah.
Well, next week's episode is titled Enemies Close, you know, Keep Your Enemies Closer.
Here's
the clip.
She was my wife.
We're going to bring Lila back.
There is nothing money cannot buy in this country.
Clock's running.
Violent psychopaths. Kill us.
Deadshot. Arrow. All new. Next Wednesday at 8, 7 central on the CW.
All right, looking forward to that episode. Now it's time to wrap up the show. It's give us your shout-out time. Let's go to you, Lauren.
Okay, it was a good episode, and I'm looking forward to the gang going to Russia next week.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the Russia episode. is going on?
That always
I'm
happens.
So sorry, Lauren. All of a sudden I couldn't hear you, so I'm sorry. Say that
That's
one
okay.
more time.
What the heck is going on?
I'm just shutting it down. That's what I'm doing now. Because that theme gets way too loud. It's like THX on the phone. Okay. Everybody relax. Go, Lauren.
Oh, and I don't know. I'll repeat what I said. No, I said I'm just looking forward to next episode. We have the Team Arrow going to Russia, I think, next week. And I think Argus or Amanda Waller is going to appear, too. So just
awesome.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry. I did say I was getting over a cold. All right, Gabe, give us your shout-out, sir.
Shout-out to everybody on the podcast. It was great to be back. I'm enjoying Arrow. I tune in every Wednesday. It's going
awesome.
Great. And Mary Beth, did you see Parkland?
Mary Beth has left the room, but I'm sure she's at the Smallville.
It was pretty good.
We're gonna definitely talk about it on the Smallville podcast, which is coming up next. So let's see.
You
let's hear
it.
From Kendor. Right. Give us your shout out.
It was a good show. Episode I liked it, and we are your mark.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, Joe from Krypton.
I just want to shout out everybody on the podcast. I always have a fantastic time talking with everybody and you, Jesus. Also, please don't forget my request I asked before
you.
The show started for next,
oh,
for
yeah.
next podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. And that
awesome.
Wraps that up, this League of Assassins podcast of Arrow Talk. We'll talk to you next week, same Arrow channel, same Arrow time. All right, talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Later.
Later.